Hi, everybody. Leslie and a big Chuck around the water cooler.
Hey, Leslie. How you doing today?
Oh, fab. How about you?
Good. I got a question for you.
Okay.
You went to college?
Yes, I did.
Where did you go to college?
SUNY Fredonia.
In SUNY Fredonia. Okay. When you left Gilbertsville, mm-hmm. where you went to school, when you went to SUNY Fredonia, you were there for 4 years?
Yes.
Okay. Did you work while you were there?
Yes.
Okay. What was your first job in Fredonia that got you a paycheck?
Food service. I worked in the cafeteria on campus.
You did?
Yes. Not a glamorous job. I worked the tray line. You know what the tray line is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's where people are done with their food, for those who don't know. And they love to do tricks to the people who work the tray line. They love to dump their water cups, fill them with pepper and salt and nasty things. Like they would try to like gross us out.
I see. So is it fair to say that your first job that you ever had was in Fredonia on the cafeteria? And I don't mean working a couple hours down at the Gilbertsville General Store shoveling the sidewalk. I mean real job.
Actually, I worked in high school. Yeah. When I was 16, I believe it was when I was 16, I started, probably the summer after I turned 16,
yeah.
and I worked at Dairy Queen.
Here in Oneonta?
Here in Oneonta, and I worked at Dairy Queen for my following years, and up through college, I would come
Was
home
the Dairy Queen in the same place it is today?
Yep, same
it
one.
It really was, huh?
Yeah, it was great. I loved it.
You loved that job.
It was, hey, ice cream, Chuck.
Yeah, hello. That's true. That's true. Yeah, when I lived in Sydney, I worked at my dad's grocery store. All of my siblings and I did too. So the first job that I ever had that gave me a paycheck outside of my family was I went to Albany to college in 1967, and I remember walking down State Street in Albany, and there was a campaign headquarters.
Okay.
And it said phone people wanted minimum wage. And I don't know what minimum wage was then, probably $2, maybe $2.25. And I walked in, I didn't know who the candidate was. I didn't know. I said, I'm interested. I want to do it. They said, okay, great. They signed up and I worked the phones. Looking back on it, it was wonderful. The candidate's name was Joseph Y. Resnick, and he was running for the New York Senate. He was from Ellenville, and his family was they were millionaires who made Channel Master Television.
Interesting.
Okay. And so I'm doing the phones and stuff like that, and it was very exciting. I was with people that were much older than I, and I was doing stuffing envelopes with campaign things, and it was really great. And I'll never forget one day they said, Chuck, do you drive? And I said, yes, I have a driver's license, but I don't have a car. And they said, here's the keys. Take the car, take the campaign car. The candidate is coming to Albany Airport, and go pick him up and bring him in.
Ah.
And I thought, oh boy.
Chuck's big break.
And I got in and they showed me how to do the car. I mean, I know how to drive the car, but it was a car with a microphone attached to a loudspeaker on the roof, believe it or not.
Oh boy.
And there was a car that was going to follow me with like young girls in it throwing out lollipops that had Joseph Resnick's name on it. And I went out to the airport and I met him. He got off the plane. I was 17 years old. I was probably 18 then. Probably 18 because my birthday is the end of September. It was probably October of that year. My goodness, Leslie, I'll never forget it. It only lasted 2 months and then the campaign was, you know.
Right.
And it was like, ladies and gentlemen, meet your newest New York Senator Joe. And he's sitting next to me in the car waving to people and the girls were throwing lollipops out the backseat. But I remember getting like $30 a week in pay.
Right.
It was great.
That's great. Yeah.
It was great.
And that was probably a big deal.
It was a big deal, and then it was over.
Right.
But I look back at that, and I think that was my first, you know, he didn't win. He didn't even come in second, but it was my first introduction to everything. And when they said, Chuck, we need you to drive out to the Albany Airport and bring the candidate in, I'm thinking, man, am I a long way from Sydney. Oh, that was great. First jobs, you know, we got a lot of kids going out there getting first jobs now this year.
Yeah,
so
they are.
And someday when they're as old as you and I, they'll be sitting with their friends and they'll say, you know what my first job was?
Yeah. It's maybe fun it'll to compare
be,
those stories.
Maybe it'll be with a candidate, but I think more than likely it will be food service.
Yeah, probably.
All right, Leslie, let's go back to work.